Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 65. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're a regular subscriber or this is your first voyage on the Starship Golf Better, we're glad you're with us. And joining me is my co-pilot each episode, technical specialist Kenny Nicholson. Kenny, what's happening?
Not much, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing great, maybe with the exception of the weather, which down here has been a little cold, a little rainy, but soon it's going to be warm and sunny. And with sun, leads right into our discussion today, which is golf eyewear. And joining us today is the Director of Sales and Operations for Tifosi Optical, Mr. Tom Cox. Tom, how are you?
Doing well. We're sharing your rain up here, so we need some sunshine for the business.
Tom, before we get started, can you give the listeners and Kenny and myself a brief history lesson on Tifosi Eyewear and your role with the company?
Sure. The company is an 8-year-old company. It was actually started by Joe and Elizabeth Early with the idea of creating a technical eyewear product for sports that was at reasonable price points for the consumers. And the business started in the cycling business, where we've got about a 60% market share, and then moved into the golf and the running and the outdoor share of the market, and very technically but affordable sports eyewear for the golfer, the tennis player, the outdoor person as far as being active. That's where we are today. We do business with some of the premium golf retailers, such as Edwin Watts, in the outdoor business, a lot of the premium outdoor retailers as well. I joined the company about 4 months ago to take over the sales and operations side after about 10 years in the golf industry and a couple different companies, but really enjoying our growth. We finished 2009 in a positive way with growth over 2008, which in today's world, that's not always said.
As far as Tifosi in the golf industry, can you explain to us a little bit about when Tifosi actually got into the golf business and how their technology has helped advance where we've been? I mean, being here in Florida, I wear sunglasses all the time just because of the weather and everything. But whenever I found myself on the golf course wearing sunglasses, I typically have to take the sunglasses off whenever I'm on the green because I have trouble reading the greens. And technology with Tifosi has helped with that.
Well, with the Tifosi's been in the golf eyewear business about 3 years, about 3.5 years. And what we were able to do is develop a lens technology. And what that does is it makes the ball easier to read in flight and cuts down the glare to read on the green, so you get a truer view of the green or the ball in flight because of that technology.
Tom, can you explain to us a little bit about the multiple lenses that are available in your sunglasses?
Well, the real key is one of our lenses that is in any of our golf products or available in our golf products is called extreme contrast. And what that does is it filters the blue light out, so that way you can actually see the ball better on the green and read the ball better on the green. That's what the lens is technically doing.
That kind of moves right into the next question is, what would somebody look for when looking for sunglasses to use when playing golf?
Well, I think the first is comfort and fit, not unlike would be in footwear or something else, but particularly in the comfort or fit from the standpoint of when they're swinging a club, because they are moving their upper body. All of our products have adjustable temples, and many of them have adjustable nose pieces, so you can almost custom fit the product to your face type.
Do too many people get hung up on the cosmetic side of glasses? I mean, how it looks on them as opposed to thinking about things that might matter in their swing, like glare, peripheral vision, things like that?
Well, very much so, that it turns into a fashion purchase rather than a function purchase. And the fact of the matter is, wearing anything as far as sunglasses is better than wearing nothing as far as the glare protection against UV rays. But from the standpoint of being able to not only use the glasses when you're on the course, but using them when you're driving, using them when you're boating, using them when you're doing anything outside. That's where the consumer really needs to take a look at what are they buying them for and what's their most use.
Tom Cox from Tifosi Eyewear joining us. And Tom, let me piggyback on what you just mentioned about protection with regard to eyewear and golf. A few years ago, I was in a management meeting, and one of our senior managers here at Edwin Watts Golf at the time was down in Orlando, and, you know, very hot, very sunny place. And he said that his optometrist told him that if he didn't start wearing some protection when he's out on the golf course, he's going to be in trouble from the UV rays and things such as that. The UV rays can really tear you up, can it?
Yes, it can. And that's, now that's one of the, all of our products offer 100% protection from UVA and UVB rays. So, as do most sunglasses, that's sort of the standard. All of our lenses are polycarbonate, so we actually do a hammer test on the lens where you can whack them with a hammer to make sure that they do not shatter. But again, back to your point, what we've tried to do is offer a lens that's golf-specific, but also with our interchangeable lenses, people can trade and exchange the lenses out with the package for other uses within what they're doing, if they're biking or running or that type of thing.
Yeah, turning the clock back a few years, back into the 70s and early 80s for people who can remember it, out on tour there were very few players wearing caps. I guess it wasn't really fashion-friendly back then, and the hair was longer, and they didn't think they needed it, but now everybody's wearing a cap for the protection for the sun, and I think this may be the same thing as far as protection for the eyes and education process.
Well, and the same thing is happening there. We actually have a tour rep working the PGA Tour starting at the Pebble Beach event at the end of the month, and more players are looking at least to wear glasses during practice rounds. There's the ongoing issue with sponsorships and that when they're on TV. But we've had some very good success with, you know, our pro rep on the tour, both on the Nationwide Tour and also on the PGA Tour.
Tom, back to the interchangeable lenses real quick. Would you use different lenses on the golf course depending on the forecast for that day?
Well, no, you could do that. With the tennis-golf combination, what we always put with that is we put two other lenses with it, the extreme contrast. The extreme contrast is what I was talking about as a green reader. The golf-tennis is neutral for full sun. And then we usually put some other lens in there with the package, such as the AC Red, which is good for overcast conditions. So if somebody was going out and it was kind of foggy and rainy, they could put the AC Red in, and it would work better within that weather condition that they were trying to play in.
Yeah, I really want to touch on the price point, because really what you're getting is three pair of sunglasses for the price of one.
Well, that's part of the heritage of the company. The Watts stores and the catalog and the Internet, the selection is retails at either $39.99 or $59.99. The $39.99 is a single lens product, and then the $59.99 is the multi-lens product. Everything comes in a case. Everything comes with a cleaning cloth. And I know in the Watts stores, they have about a 60-piece display in each store, so there's a lot of different lens combinations, the same way it's shown online.
Tom, does technology change in eyewear like it does hard goods? And if so, where do you see technology coming in the near future?
Well, there's several things. First of all, we're working on some frame technology. All of our frame technology and molds are proprietary to us. So we're always looking at different designs for different activities and also different face shapes as to how does a glass fit better. As far as lens technology, we're actually one of the people that pioneered the Phototech technology that allows a lens to get darker as the sun is brighter. And we're looking at more and more types of lenses like that that will give the golfer more uses for his single purchase or her single purchase of sunglasses.
And we're not talking about sunglasses that are $299 or $199 or $149 for that matter.
Our heritage is in that $39.99 to $59.99 product. Even at $59.99, we offer a polarized product, which we don't recommend for golf, but it's more for water sports and that type of thing.
Tom, can you touch on polarized sunglasses and why people should not wear those on the golf course?
Well, there's a couple things, and it kind of touches on the technology of where of everything that's on a golf course right now. If someone's wearing a pair of polarized glasses and they happen to have a rangefinder, the rangefinder has a polarized screen in it as well. It'll block itself out, and you won't be able to read it without taking off your glasses. And what it's not doing is cutting down on the blue light like RGT lens does, so you're not going to be able to read the contours in the green as well. The idea of polarization is to take the glare off of water or bright surfaces versus the more muted surfaces you see on a golf course.
Tom, as we wrap it up, a few final thoughts for the listeners. I think the tour rep that you guys are putting out there on tour, or have put out there on tour, is huge for you guys.
Very much so. I mean, we're excited because he's going to be at 32 events this year. We know we will get some tour exposure, and the fact of the matter is that we've got some very good distribution in the golf industry and good support from the Watts organization, and we think that's just this. The tour rep will just give us some added exposure to the hardcore players, not only the players on the tour, but the people coming to the events. We're excited about it, and we are the only company that has an exclusive eyewear rep on the tour.
And you also said that you're going to help us out a little bit with a pair for one of our lucky listeners out there with a register to win, and hopefully somebody wins a nice pair of Tifosi sunglasses.
Absolutely free. We'd love to do that and love to get someone involved as a fan of Tifosi.
Oh, that's great, Tom.
Kenny, like I tell you every episode, no, you're not eligible to win these things.
But I actually have a pair of these already myself, and one thing, though, mine are polarized, and Tom actually touched on something that helped me out quite a bit, because when I'm wearing those glasses and I'm driving down the road, sometimes I have to lift the lens up just to see what station the radio dial's on, and you touched on that with the rangefinders, Tom.
What's happening is the two polarization filters are canceling each other out, kind of like a magnet where you put the two positives and they'll push each other apart.
That's awesome. So you learn something new every day.
That's right, Kenny. And again, to the listeners, EdwinWattsGolf.com, click on Eyewear or Tifosi, go right and take a look at the full line that we have to offer right here.
Yeah, and whatever we don't have, Tom, you guys have a website as well, correct?
Right, www.tifosioptics.com, and there is a dealer locator on there, and also on the dealer locator, it will shows our online partners, including the Edwin Watts online business as well as the retail business.
And one thing to remember, if you go to Tifosi's website and you see some sunglasses on there that we don't have, just know that we can get those drop shipped direct from the manufacturer, and they usually ship within 24 to 48 hours straight to your door.
Tom, thanks so much for taking the time out. It's always great talking with you, and we look forward to seeing you down here sometime soon in the not-too-distant future.
I appreciate the time. We really appreciate the support and everything that the Watts organization does for us. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Once again, another great interview, Kenny, and once again, another one of our partners comes through with something nice that a customer is going to be able to have if they register to win. But first of all, they need to know how to register to win.
Yeah, it was gracious of Tom and Tifosi to offer a free pair of sunglasses to one of our lucky listeners. But if you go to our website, EdwinWattsGolf.com, on the left-hand side, you'll see an e-spot, or it's a box that says Golf Better Podcast. Just click on that, and you'll come to a landing page, and there you can listen to this episode as well as past episodes. But you'll see a Register to Win link on there. Just click on that link and provide us with the information that we require of you, and you will be automatically entered into a register to win for a pair of Tafosi sunglasses.
Also on our Golf Better podcast page, a couple other things we want you to pay attention to. One is the Ask Kenny button, and it's not always ask. We want to hear from you, your comments, concerns, questions, and you get back with just about everyone that sends one in, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy that part of my job just as much as anything, and if you send questions or click on the Ask Kenny button, those questions come directly to me, and I'll personally answer each and every one of those. No question is a crazy question. Send them to me, and if you have any comments or requests for the show, feel free to hit the Ask Kenny button and let us know your feedback as well.
Another couple things we'd like for you to pay attention to as we close is the orange button, which is a download feed, an automatic feed for the show from iTunes. You can click on that so you don't have to come back and search for the episode. It'll download right into your iPod, MP3 player, whatever, every time you get onto iTunes.
Yeah, that's correct. And also don't forget, we also have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well. And become a fan on those, because what we're doing is we're reaching out to these fans sometimes before anybody else to let them know about upcoming episodes, promotions that are going on with manufacturers, giveaways, things of that nature. And it's another way for you to keep in touch with us and for us to keep in touch with you.
Hi, Kenny, you said the magic word, giveaways. And go back to episode number 64. Jim Grunberg of Seymour Putters was kind enough to join us in studio and offer up a free Seymour putter to those who registered. We had, gosh, I think it's close to 200 entries for the Seymour putter. And our lucky winner is...
Oh, Mr. Rob Freeman from Kannapolis, North Carolina has just won him an awesome putter.
Rob, congratulations. We'll be getting in touch with you on the model that you're looking for, and Jim and his fine folks at Seymour Putter will get that right in the mail to you. Kenny, as I said a minute ago, another great episode. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been great. Enjoy these guys coming on and doing these shows with us and putting up products to give away to our listeners, and look forward to the next one.
And thanks to you for joining me. Thanks to Mr. Tom Cox from Tafosi Eyewear for joining us. And to you, the listeners, we love hearing from you, and thanks for listening in again. And join us back in another couple weeks when we have another episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everyone.